Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. About to look at the third Mishnah of this, the eighth Perek. Achal v'shata behelem echad. If you ate and drank in one helem, which means you forgot it was Yom Kippur, or forgot it was Asur, enochay v'lachata tachat. That's one chiyuv. Achal v'asam malacha. If on the other hand you forgot it was Yom Kippur and you ate and did malacha, chayav shtei chataot. You have two separate chiyuvim, two separate chataot. If you ate inedible things, or drank unpotable things, you drank fish oil or something, then you're patur. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish. Why doesn't the Torah just say the warning, meaning you may not eat? Because there's no way to write it. If the Torah said don't eat, then achila b'chazayit, then the shear of achila is kazayit, and we want to get to kotevet. Nichto rachmana lo tiune. So kum achol mashma lo tiune would mean don't be afflicted. Matgar v'shaya nichto rachmana hishamer pen lo tiune. Why doesn't the Torah say be careful that you don't avoid affliction? So imken nefisha lo lavi, then you'd have too many lavim there. Rabbi Rabbayu nichto rachmana hishamer b'mitzvat inui. Of course, not the way the Torah writes things, but be careful about the mitzvah of inui. Im kain, hishamer de lav, lav, hishamer dase ase, and then it becomes an ase and not a lav, and there's no azhara. Margavashi, nichtov al tasur mina inui, do not deviate from inui. Kasha could have said that. Tanam haiti la mihacha, we have vini, temen avshotechem achom alacha lo taasu, yachol yayonosh al tosefet malacha. I might think there's an onesh for violating tosefet malacha, meaning Malacha that's done before Yom Kippur starts or after Yom Kippur is over. Lomar v'chol nefeshir tasav v'kol malacha be'etzem hayom hazeh. Meaning al itzumo shel yom enosh karet. You're only chayav karet for doing malacha on the real day itself. Enosh karet al tosefet malacha. Echol lo enosh karet al tosefet malacha. Yavol enosh karet al tosefet inui. What happens if you do not afflict yourself during the tosefet time, which is before Yom Kippur starts or after it's over? Talmud Lomar, ki chol nefesh shelo tuneh be'etzem hayom hazeh nichrata. Also, al itzumo shel yom enosh karet al tosefet inui. There is no karet for that additional time. Echol lo yeh bechlal onesh aval yehi muzhar al tosefet malacha. Maybe there is a prohibition of malacha during the tosefet time. Talmud Lomar, chomachal lo ta'asu be'etzem hayom hazeh. The Torah also, not only in consequences, but in its warning, says, do not do malacha on this very self same day. Maybe you're obligated to extend the inui. So kal v'chomer that there is no tosefet inui, because malacha, which applies not only to Yom Kippur, but all Shabbatot Yomim Tovim, nevertheless, there's no prohibition regarding Tosefet. Inu Shana Hegbe Shabbatot Yomim Tovim, Inu only applies one day a year. Inu Din Shalei Muzhar Alav. Clearly, shouldn't be warned about Tosefet. Well, Zorali, Inu Shal Yom Atzmo, Lolamadnu Minayin. Where's the Azhara for the Inui itself? That's the problem. And that takes us all the way back to Reish Lakish. Lo yamir enosh b'malacha d'gamar mi'inui. If the Torah had not told you karet in regarding malacha, we would have learned it from inui. Uma inui she'enu rahim b'shavatovim b'tovim enosh karet inui, which is only once a year, you get karet. B'chatrim b'shavatovim b'tovim b'yom b'tovim. All shavatot b'yom b'tovim have yisur malacha lo koshkin, certainly would have karet. So lama ne'amar. Why does the Torah go out of its way to say this karet for both inui and malacha? Mufne, it's extra. Lahakish v'ladun v'ana gzera shava. To use it as a basis for a gzera shava. Nemar onesh b'inui, nemar onesh b'malacha. There's a consequence of karet for inui and a consequence of karet for malacha. Ma malacha lo'ana shalim k'nizir. Just like malacha, the Torah also said, don't do it, and then said, if you do it, you get karet. Afinu l'anash l'mkanizir, that means that there is sort of a subtext, or a hidden text, of a warning against eating on Yom Kippur. Ikal mifrach, you could challenge them. Mal inu shalo hutar michlalo. Inui doesn't have any sort of a heter. Tomar malacha shutra michlala. Malacha, for instance, in the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, or in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, there is a heter. So the Kal Vachomer doesn't work. Ella, let's work it this way. Lo yemer onesh be'inui. The Torah didn't have to say that you get karet for inui. The Gamar Malacha, we would have learned it from Malacha. Ma Malacha shutra michlala. And we would have said, if Malacha, which is sometimes mutter, nonetheless, anosh karet, inui shalotar michlala, kol shekein. So Mama and Marm from Allah Kishla to the man of Zarashavah. Now we turn it backwards. Maronish be Inuit and Maronish be Malacha. The punishment, it says in Malacha, teaches us about the punishment in Inuit. Ma Malacha and Oshva is here, Afinui and Oshva is here. So then in both cases there is an Azara. So again, there's a hidden Azara about Inuit. But now you could challenge it from the opposite direction. Malacha applies on other holidays. Applies today. Our Tana learned from Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which says about both. And therefore, he says Mufne, and that is an extra phrase, or word, Dilo Mufne, and if it weren't Mufne, then you could challenge it. So, indeed it is extra. Chamisha Krai Ktiva Melacha. There's five different times it says not to do Melacha on Yom Kippur. Chad Lazara de Yimama, Chad Lazara de Lelia. One, not to do Melacha on the day of Yom Kippur. One, the night of Yom Kippur. Chad La Onish de Yimama, Chad La Onish de Lelia. And one each for the punishment of day and night. Chad Lafnuya, the Migma Yom Melacha. Bein de Mam, Bein de Lelia. And then one is extra in order to be a source to apply it to Inui, both day and night. Rishwan Tana, they had a different source. The Markan Inui, the Malalan Inui. Loanash Elim Kane, he's here. Afkan Loanash Elim Kane, he's here. So we have Inui written twice, both in the context of Yom Kippur and in the context of Aldvar Nasherinat Eshet Rehu, which is about rape of a married woman. And there the Torah also gave a prohibition. So therefore, the Torah here where it says, you must, that uses the word inui, there must be a prohibition buried there somewhere. Rachav Yaakov Amar, Yalif Shabbat Shabbaton Mishabbat Breshit. The word Shabbat Shabbaton used in Yom Kippur is also used in the context of regular Shabbat in Amor. Mal Alam Noanash Alim Keni is here. Afkan Noanash Alim Keni is here. And just like Shabbat, we're told not to do malacha, and then we're also told we get karet for doing malacha. Same thing with Yom Kippur. Whatever we're told has a punishment for Yom Kippur, there also must be a warning about it. Rav Papa Amar, Hu Gufe Shabbat Ikri. You don't need to go that far. After all, Yom Kippur is called a Shabbat, and therefore, Yachtiv Shtishpetu Shabbatchem. So, based on Papa Amar, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, I understand Rav Papa didn't appropriate Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's approach. Chronically, begufe adif, because it's better to use a pasuk that's internal and not to reach elsewhere. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, my tama lo amar kar papa. Why didn't Rav Acha Bar Yaakov like shabbatchem? He needed for this very famous drasha, where the Torah says you should afflict yourselves on the ninth. I think you should start on the ninth. Therefore, it says at night. I think you can wait until dark to start fasting. Therefore, it says matchil umitanem bod yom. You begin fasting when it's daytime. And of course, almost all the Rishonim say that this becomes then a source for Tosefet Shabbat and Tosefet Yom Tov for all of the Yomim Tovim. The Rambam is the only one who limits it and says it only applies to Yom Kippur. How do I know that I should add on also at the back end when the day is over? Talmud Lomar me erev ad erev, from evening to evening. Mainly Eli Yom Kippurim, Shabbatot Minayin. How do I not apply it to Shabbatot and Yomim Tovim? Perhaps Yomim Tovim Tamid Lomar Tish Betu. Therefore, calls it Shabbat. So now we understand. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says the reason Yom Kippur is called Shabbat is because Yom Kippur becomes a model for Shabbatot. Mainly Eli Shabbatot Yomim Tovim Minayin. How do I not extend it to Yomim Tovim? Tamid Lomar Shabbatchem. All your Shabbatot. Haketzad Kol Makom Shenar Shvot Mosifin Michol Hakodesh. Every time the Torah commands you to rest, you have to add Michol Hakodesh. The Tana de Etzem Etzem, Hai B'tisha L'Chodesh Mayavidleh. So the Tana who used Etzem Etzem as the source from Lacha, what does he do with Tisha L'Chodesh? Even more famous Rosh Hashanah, we don't fast on the 9th, we fast on the 10th. Anybody who eats and drinks on the 9th, and then fasts on the 10th, of course, it's considered as if he fasted both the 9th and the 10th. Okay, achal ochlin she'enan ruyin achila. The Mishnah said that if you eat inedible foods, you're patur. Amarava kos pilpili biyom de kippur. If you chew pepper on Yom Kippur, patur. Kas zan gebil biyom de kippur, patur. If you chew ginger, same thing, you're patur. Based on that idea, meitivay hermer mem mashvish she'enamar v'aral tavod lato et piryom. When the Torah says about orla, the first 3 years, eni odea she'etz machalu. Don't I know that it's a fruit tree? Al matam lomar eitz machal. Why did it say eitz machal? Eitz shetam eitzo per yoshavet. It refers to a tree where the wood and the fruit have the same taste. Mer is a pilpulin. That's pepper. Melchav shel pilpulin chayavin bor la ve'ein eretz yisrael chasira klum. And eretz yisrael lacks for nothing. Shnemar lo techsar kolbat. So you see that pepper is considered really food, and chewing on it is food. So lokasha haver tivta biyabeshtai. If it's moist, then it's food. If it's dry, then it's only good to be ground up and used as a spice, and then eat it, chewing on it is not a considered eating. This kind of mix that comes from the east is mutter. You can make bari pri hadaman on it. So, and it's made out of pilpulin. Sharia meaning it's not a problem of bishul nochrim. So, lokash ha-retif tavirashto. Same thing. If it's moist pepper, it really is food. But if it's dry, not. Tanavanan. Achal ale kanim patur. If you ate, like, grape leaves, you're patur. Laveg fanim chayab. The stalks, you're chayab. And the fake fanim, what are those? And Rabbi Yitzhak migdala, kol should leave levo, mirosh ha-shana v'yom ha-kippurim. Anything that grew from that period. Rav Kahana Mar Kostel Shim Yom. 30 days. Whatever. Yitzchak Migdala, Achal Alei Kanim Patur, Alei Kfanim Chayav, Kanim Kosha Liv Levum, Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom HaKippurim. So you do see an opinion here that, those sort of foods which are, you see that there's an insistence that the only way that you are that's considered to be eating if they're absolutely fresh, but if they grew earlier than Rosh Hashanah, by the time Yom Kippur comes around, they're hard, and then, like the dried up pepper that we said, you're patur. Okay, shatat sir or moryas patur. We said if you drink fish juice. Ha chometz chayav, so vinegar you chayav for? Imani Rebbe, that must follow Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe, yomer chometz v'shiva tanefesh. Vinegar actually makes you feel good, it's good for you. We don't rule like Rebbe. Therefore, if you drink vinegar on Yom Kippur, you'd be patur. So everybody went out. They all drank vinegar on Yom Kippur. Rav Gittel was upset about that. Amar Amar Damriana Diavad. All I meant was b'diavad. You're patur. I didn't mean that you're mutar. L'chatchila. Amr d'amri ana porta, and I only meant it was a little bit. Tuva mi'amri, I didn't say you could have a lot. Amr d'amri ana chai, mazug mi'amar, and I only meant if it's pure vinegar, not if it's diluted vinegar. So they had to roll things back here and avoid it. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hai tinokot en ma'aninotan v'yom ha-kippurim. We do not make tinokot fast in Yom Kippur. Machanchinotan v'fnei shana v'shatayim. A year or two beforehand, we do start training them. Shil shiru regilin v'mitzvot. Okay? So they should be accustomed to fulfilling mitzvot. Now, hashem v'fnei shalayim machanchinlo v'fnei shana v'vaya. Why are you mentioning a year or 2 years? If you're starting 2 years before, then obviously the year before they're already training. If the kid is sickly, it's only a year before. If he's a healthy kid, 2 years before. Once a kid is 8 or 9 years old, you start having him fast for hours, not for a whole day, but for hours. If he's 10 or 11, then midrabanan, they should complete the day if they can. If it's a girl and she's 12, she already has to fast a full day. Midoraita. Nachon amar ben teisha ben esam achadchino tam l'shaot ben achadosev ben shtem esu mishalimim midarbanan so sve mashlimin midoraita betinok. Rav Nachman did the same thing, he just raised everything by 1 year, and he's talking about boys. Rav Yochanan amar hashlamad midarbanan laika. Rav Yochanan disagreed and said before the time that you're chayav midoraita to finish it, there is no such thing as hashlamad midarbanan. So he says, therefore, he changes everything. Ben Esra ben Achadisra, Echanchino tal Shaot, Ben Shlemi Esra ben Doraita, a girl, 10 and 11, should do hours, and 12 should do the whole day, Midoraita. So in other words, we now understand what a year or two before is, that that's when we start having them fast a whole day, midrabanan. Ryochanan kasha, Ryochanan said, you do not have them fast a whole day until the chayav doraita. It means just before, during the year before, they are ready to go. Toshma, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, they are of the age. Toshma, the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Tidokot, Menel Tanu, Yom Kippurim, Chantchino Tan, Shanao Shtatayim, Shamuch Lepirkan. Peace of Yochanan Echel, Vuna Rav Nachman Kasha. So now we turn it around, because here it had Samuch Lepirkan as the operative phrase, which totally works better for Rabbi Yochanan. And we said what chinuch is the shaot, right? And so according to Rabbi Yochanan, shaot is all we're going to do samuch lepirkan. So Amri Lach, their answer is Rabbanan, my chinuch na midiktani. Hashlama chinuch that we mean is not hours; it's a full day, and so therefore we say a year or two beforehand you do a full day. Umikar lechinuch hashlama. Since when is training a full day? Training means you do part of it. Atani ezo chinuch hayagil lachol b'shteishot machinu to b'shalosh. That was machinu to b'arba. If a kid normally eats at 9 in the morning, you feed him at 10 in the morning, etc. Arba'ula trei chinuch hayavu. The answer is there's two kinds of chinuch. One is for little kids. We have them wait an extra hour or eat a little bit less or don't eat candies or whatever it is to train them that Yom Kippur is a day like that. And then the other kind of chinuch is to start fasting a whole day as a practice run. And that's what Nachman Arvuna would say is the intent. Ravuna and Rav Nachman is the intent of the Mishnah of Shana on Shnatayim. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. The interpreter should have a wonderful day.